I'll be reading from chapter 1 of the book of Zechariah. And the word of the Lord reads like this. In the 8th month of the 2nd year of Darius, word of the Lord came to Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, "The Lord has been very angry with your fathers. Therefore say to them, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts.' Do not be like your fathers, to whom the former prophets preached, saying, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, turn now from your evil ways and your evil deeds.' But they did not hear nor heed me, says the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? Yet surely my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, did they not overtake your fathers? So they returned and said, 'According to our ways, according to our deeds, so he has dealt with us.'" Verse 7. On the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month of Shebat, in the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet. "I saw by night, and behold, a man riding on a red horse, and it stood among the myrtle trees in the hollow, and behind him were horses, red, sorrel, and white. Then I said, 'My Lord, what are these?' So the angel who talked with me said to me, 'I will show you what they are.'" Verse 10. "And the man who stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, 'These are the ones whom the Lord has sent to walk to and fro throughout the earth.' So they answered the angel of the Lord who stood among the myrtle trees and said, 'We have walked to and fro throughout the earth, and behold, all the earth is resting quietly.' Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, 'O Lord of hosts, how long will you not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah, against which you are angry these 70 years?' And the Lord answered the angel who talked with me with good and comforting words. So the angel who spoke with me said to me, 'Proclaim, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with great zeal. I am exceedingly angry with the nations at ease, for I was a little angry and they helped, but with evil intent. Therefore, says the Lord, I am returning to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts, and a surveyor's line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem. Again, proclaim, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, my cities shall again spread out through prosperity. The Lord will again comfort Zion and will again choose Jerusalem. Verse 18. Then I raised my eyes and looked, and there were four horns. And I said to the angel who talked with me, What are these? So he answered me, These are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen. And I said, What are these coming to do? So he said, These are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no one could lift up his head, but the craftsmen are coming to terrify them, to cast out the horns of the nations that lifted up their horns against the land of Judah to scatter it. And may the Lord bless the reading of his word.
This is Zechariah chapter 2. The word of the Lord reads like this. And I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Then I said, Where are you going? And he said to me, To measure Jerusalem, to see what is its width and what is its height, length. And behold, the angel who talked with me came forward, and another angel came forward to meet him, and said to him, Run, say to that young man, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as villages without walls, because of the multitude of people and livestock in it. And I will be her, and I will be to her a wall of fire all around, declares the Lord. And I will be the glory in her midst. Verse 6. Up, up, flee from the land of the north, declares the Lord. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heavens, declares the Lord. Up, escape to Zion, you who dwell with the daughter of Babylon. For thus says the Lord of hosts, after his glory sent me to the nations who plundered you. For he who touches you touches the apple, you touches the apple of his eye. Behold, I will shake my hand over them, and they shall become plunder for those who serve them. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I come and I will dwell in your midst, declares the Lord. And many nations shall join themselves to the Lord in that day, and shall be my people. And I will dwell in your midst, and you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. And the Lord will inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and will again choose Jerusalem. Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he has roused himself from his holy dwelling. May God bless the reading of his word.
Zechariah chapter 3, reading from the New King James Version. The word of the Lord reads like this. Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. And the Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?" Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel. Then he answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, "Take away the filthy garments from him." And to him he said, "See, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes." And I said, "Let them put a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put the clothes on him. And the angel of the Lord stood by. Verse 6. Then the angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, saying, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my commands, then you shall also judge my house, and likewise have charge of my courts. I will give you places to walk among these who stand here. Hear, O Joshua, the high priest, you and your companions who sit before you, for they are a wondrous sign. For behold, I am bringing forth my servant, the branch. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon the stone are seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave its inscription, says the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, everyone will invite his neighbor under his vine and under his fig tree." May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 1. I'll be reading the New King James. Zechariah 4, 1. "Now the angel who talked with me came back and wakened me as a man who is wakened out of his sleep. And he said to me, 'What do you see?' So I said, 'I am looking, and there is a lampstand of solid gold with a bowl on top of it. And on the stand, seven lamps with seven pipes to the seven lamps. Two olive trees are by it, one at the right of the bowl and the other at its left.' So I answered and spoke to the angel who talked with me, saying, 'What are these, my lord?' Then the angel who talked with me answered and said to me, 'Do you not know what these are?' And I said, 'No, my lord.'" Verse 6. "So he answered and said to me, 'This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it.'" Verse 8, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands shall also finish it.' Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small things? For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord, which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth. Verse 11. Then I answered and said to him, what are these two olive trees at the right of the lampstand and at its left? And I further answered and said to him, what are these two olive branches that drip into the receptacles of the two golden pipes from which the golden oil drains? Then he answered me and said, do you not know what these are? And I said, no, my lord. So he said, these are the two anointed ones who stand beside the Lord of the whole earth. Since chapter 4, may the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Zechariah chapter 5, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Chapter 5, verse 1. Then I turned and raised my eyes and saw there a flying scroll. And he said to me, what do you see? So I answered, I see a flying scroll. Its length is 20 cubits and its width 10 cubits. Then he said to me, this is the curse that goes out over the face of the whole earth. Every thief shall be expelled according to this side of the scroll, and every perjurer shall be expelled according to that side of it. I will send out the curse, says the Lord of hosts. It shall enter the house of the thief and the house of the one who swears falsely by my name. It shall remain in the midst of his house and consume it with its timber and stones. Verse 5. Then the angel who talked with me came out and said to me, lift your eyes now and see what this is that goes forth. So I asked, what is it? And he said, it is a basket that is going forth. He also said, this is their resemblance throughout the earth. Here is a lead disc lifted up, and this is a woman sitting inside the basket. Then he said, this is wickedness. And he thrust her down into the basket and threw the lead cover over its mouth. Then I raised my eyes and looked, and there were two women coming with the wind in their wings, for they had wings like the wings of a stork, and they lifted up the basket between the earth and heaven. So I said to the angel who talked with me, where are they carrying the basket? And he said to me, to build a house for it in the land of Shinar. When it is ready, the basket will be set there on its base. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Zechariah chapter 6 from the New King James Version. Then I turned and raised my eyes and looked, and behold, four chariots were coming from between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of bronze. With the first chariot were red horses, with the second chariot black horses, with the third chariot white horses, and with the fourth chariot dappled horses, strong steeds. Then I answered and said to the angel who talked with me, what are these, my Lord? Verse 5. And the angel answered and said to me, these are four spirits of heaven who go out from their station before the Lord of all the earth. The one with the black horses is going to the north country. The white are going after them, and the dappled are going toward the south country. Then the strong steeds went out, eager to go, that they might walk to and fro throughout the earth. And he said, go. Walk to and fro throughout the earth. So they walked to and fro throughout the earth. And he called to me and spoke to me, saying, see, those who go toward the north country have given rest to my spirit in the north country. Verse 9. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, receive the gift from the captives, from Heldai, Toijah, and Jedaiah, who have come from Babylon, and go the same day and enter the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah. Take the silver and gold, make an elaborate crown, and set it on the head of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Then speak to him, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, saying, Behold the man whose name is the branch. From his place he shall branch out, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. Yes, he shall build the temple of the Lord. He shall bear the glory and sit and rule on his throne. So he shall be a priest on his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. Verse 14. Now the elaborate crown shall be for a memorial in the temple of the Lord of Helam, Tobijah, Jedaiah, and Hen, the sons of Zephaniah. Even those from afar shall come and build the temple of the Lord. Then you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you, and this shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word.
Join with me in reading Zechariah chapter 7. I'll be reading from the New American Standard Version. The word of the Lord reads like this. In the fourth year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah on the fourth day of the ninth month, which is Chislev. Now the town of Bethel had sent Shazer and Regemelech and their men to seek favor of the Lord, speaking to the priests who belong to the house of the Lord of hosts, and to the prophets, saying, Shall I weep in the fifth month and abstain as I have done these many years? Then the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, Say to all the people of the land and to the priests, When you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh months, these 70 years, was it actually for me that you fasted? When you eat and drink, do you not eat for yourselves, and do you not drink for yourselves? Are not these the words which the Lord proclaimed by the former prophets, when Jerusalem was inhabited and prosperous along with its cities around it, and the Negev and the foothills were inhabited? Verse 8. Then the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, said, Dispense true justice and practice kindness and compassion each to his brother, and do not oppress the widow or the orphan, the stranger or the poor, and do not devise evil in your hearts against one another. Verse 11, But they refused to pay attention and turned a stubborn shoulder and stopped their ears from hearing. They made their hearts like flint so that they could not hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts had sent by his spirit through the former prophets. Therefore, great wrath came from the Lord of hosts. And just as he called, and they would not listen, so they called, and I would not listen, says the Lord of hosts. But I scattered them with a storm wind among all the nations whom they have not known. Thus the land is desolated behind them, so that no one went back and forth, for they made the pleasant land desolate. Thus concludes chapter 7. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word.
So we're going to be reading out of Zechariah chapter 8. Reading from New American Standard. Please follow along in your copy of God's Word. The Word of the Lord reads like this. Then the word of the Lord of hosts came, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am exceedingly jealous for Zion. Yes, with great wrath I am jealous for her. Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Then Jerusalem will be called the City of Truth, and the mountain of the Lord of Hosts will be called the Holy Mountain. Thus says the Lord of Hosts, Old men and old women will again sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each man with his staff in his hand because of age. And the streets of the city will be filled with boys and girls playing in its streets. Verse 6. Thus says the Lord of Hosts, If it is too difficult in the sight of the remnant of this people in those days, will it also be too difficult in my sight, declares the Lord of hosts? Thus says the Lord of hosts, Behold, I am going to save my people from the land of the east and from the land of the west. And I will bring them back, and they will live in the midst of Jerusalem. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and righteousness. Verse 9. Thus says the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong, you who are listening in these days to these words from the mouth of the prophets, those who spoke in the day that the fountain of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, to the end that the temple might be built. For before those days there was no wage for man or any wage for animal, and for him who went out or came in there was no peace because of his enemies, and I will set all men one against another. But now I will not treat the remnant of this people as in the former days, declares the Lord of hosts. For there will be a peace for the seed. The vine will yield its fruit. The land will yield its produce, and the heavens will give their due. And I will cause the remnant of this people to inherit all these things. Verse 13. It will come about that just as you were a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so I will save you that you may become a blessing. Do not fear. Let your hands be strong. For thus says the Lord of hosts, just as I purposed to do harm to you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, says the Lord of hosts, and I have not relented, so have again purposed in these days to do good to Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Do not fear. Verse 16. These are the things which you should do. Speak the truth to one another. Judge with truth and judgment for peace in your gates. Also, let none of you devise evil in your heart against another. And do not love perjury. For all these are what I hate, declares the Lord. Verse 18. Then the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth months will become joy, gladness, and cheerful feast for the house of Judah. So love, truth, and peace. Thus says the Lord of hosts, it will yet be that peoples will come, even the inhabitants of many cities. The inhabitants of one will go to another, saying, let us go at once to entreat the favor of the Lord and to seek the Lord of hosts. I will also go. So many peoples and mighty nations will come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to entreat the favor of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days, 10 men from all the nations will grasp the garment of a Jew, saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts and our lives.
Zechariah, in the 9th chapter, I'll be reading for the Septuagint Old Testament. Beginning in verse 1. The burden of the word of the Lord against the land of Hadrach and of Damascus, his sacrifice. For the Lord looks upon men and on all the tribes of Israel, and on Hamath, her inner borders, Tyre and Sidon, because they are very wise. For Tyre built a fortress for herself and stored up silver like dust and collected gold like mud in the streets. Therefore, the Lord shall possess her as an inheritance and shall strike against her power in the sea, and she shall be consumed by fire. Verse 5. Ashkelon shall see it in fear, and Gaza. Even she shall suffer greatly, and Ekron will be ashamed because of her transgression. The king will perish from Gaza, and Ashkelon shall no longer be inhabited. And foreigners shall settle in Ashdod, and I will bring down the pride of the Philistines. I will remove their blood from their mouth and their abominations from between their teeth. And this also will be left to our God. And they shall be as a captain of 1,000 in Judah, and Ekron as a Jebusite. and I will raise up a fortress around my house that none may pass through nor return back, and no longer shall anyone come against them to drive them out, for I have now seen with my own eyes. Verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Proclaim it aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king comes to you. He is righteous and saving. He is gentle and mounted upon a donkey, even a young foal. Verse 10. He will utterly destroy the chariots out of Ephraim and the horse out of Jerusalem. The bow of war shall be utterly destroyed, and there shall be abundance and peace among the nations. He shall rule over the waters as far as the sea and over the rivers to the ends of the earth. And by the blood of your covenant, you freed your prisoners from the pit having no water. You prisoners from the congregation, you shall live in the fortress, and for one day of your exile, I will repay to you double, for I have bent you, O Judah, for myself as a bow. I have filled Ephraim, and I will arouse your sons, O Zion, against the sons of the Greeks, and I will handle you as the sword of a warrior. Verse 14. And the Lord will be over them, and he shall go forth like a lightning bolt. The Lord Almighty shall sound with the trumpet, and shall go forth with the tumult of his threat. The Lord Almighty will shield them, and they shall devour their enemy and overwhelm them with sling stones. They will drink them down as wine, and they shall fill the bowls as at the altar. And on that day, the Lord their God will deliver them. His people, as a flock, for sacred stones will roll across his land. For if anything of his be good, and anything of his be fair, there shall be grain for the young men, and the fragrant wine for the virgins. This concludes the reading of the Word of God.
Zechariah chapter 10, I'll be reading out of the New King James Version. Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1. Ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. The Lord will make flashing clouds. He will give them showers of rain. Grass in the field for everyone. For the idols speak delusion. The diviners envision lies and tell false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore, the people wend their way like sheep. For they are in trouble because there is no shepherd. My anger is kindled against the shepherd, and I will punish the goat herds. For the Lord of hosts will visit his flock, the house of Judah, and will make them as his royal horse in the battle. From him comes the cornerstone, from him the tent peg, from him the battle bow, from him every ruler together. They shall be like mighty men who tread down their enemies in the mire of the streets in the battle. They shall fight because the Lord is with them, and the riders on horses shall be put to shame. Verse 6. I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the houses of Joseph. I will bring them back because I have mercy on them. They shall be as though I had not cast them aside, for I am the Lord their God, and I will hear them. Those of Ephraim shall be like a mighty man, and their heart shall rejoice as if with wine. Yes, their children shall see it and be glad. Their heart shall rejoice in the Lord, and I will whistle for them and gather them. For I will redeem them, and they shall increase as they once increased. I will sow them among the peoples, and they shall remember me in far countries. They shall live together with their children, and they shall return. I will also bring them back from the land of Egypt and gather them from Assyria. I will bring them into the land of Gilead and Lebanon until no more room is found for them. He shall pass through the sea with affliction and strike the waves of the sea, and the depths of the river shall dry up. Then the pride of Assyria shall be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart. So I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk up and down in his name, says the Lord. May God bless the reading of his word.
Zechariah chapter 11, starting in verse 1, I will be reading out of the NKJV. Follow along in your copy of God's word. This is the word of the Lord. Open your doors, O Lebanon, that fire may devour your cedars. Wail, O Cyprus, for the cedar has fallen, because the mighty trees are ruined. Wail, O oaks of Bashan, for the thick forest has come down. There is the sound of wailing shepherds, for their glory is in ruins. There is the sound of roaring lions, for the pride of the Jordan is in ruins. Thus says the Lord my God, feed the flock for slaughter, whose owners slaughter them and feel no guilt. Those who sell them say, blessed be the Lord, for I am rich, and their shepherds do not pity them. For I will no longer pity the inhabitants of the land, says the Lord, but indeed I will give everyone into his neighbor's hand and into the hand of his king. They shall attack the land, and I will not deliver them from their hand. So I fed the flock for slaughter, in particular the poor of the flock. I took for myself two staves. The one I called beauty, and the other I called bonds, and I fed the flock. I dismissed the three shepherds in 1 month. My soul loathed them, and their soul also abhorred me. Then I said, I will not feed you. Let what is dying die, and what is perishing perish. Let those that are left eat each other's flesh. And I took my staff, beauty, and I cut it in two, that I might break the covenant which I have made with all the peoples. So it was broken that day. Thus the poor of the flock, who were watching me, knew that it was the word of the Lord. Verse 12. Then I said to them, if it is agreeable to you, give me my wages, and if not, refrain. So they weighed out for my wages 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said to me, throw it in the potter. That princely price they set on me. Throw it to the potter, excuse me. So I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them into the house of the Lord for the potter. Then I cut into my other staff, bonds, that I might break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. And the Lord said to me, next, take for yourself the implements of a foolish shepherd. For indeed I will raise up a shepherd in the land who will not care for those who are cut off, nor seek the young, nor seal, nor heal those that are broken, nor feed those that still stand. But he will eat the flesh of the fat and tear their hooves in pieces. Verse 17. Woe to the worthless shepherd who leaves the flock. A sword shall be against his arm and against his right eye. His arm shall be completely withered, and his right eye shall be totally blinded. Thus concludes chapter 11. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Let's continue reading Zechariah chapter 12, verse 1. Please follow along in your copy. The oracle of the word of the Lord concerning Israel. Thus declares the Lord, who stretched out the heavens and founded the earth and formed the spirit of man within him. Behold, I am about to make Jerusalem a cup of staggering to all the surrounding peoples. The siege of Jerusalem will also be against Judah. On that day I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all the peoples. All who lift it will surely hurt themselves, and all the nations of the earth will gather against it. On that day, declares the Lord, I will strike every horse with panic, and its rider with madness. But for the sake of the house of Judah, I will keep my eyes open when I strike every horse of the peoples with blindness. Then the clans of Judah shall say to themselves, the inhabitants of Jerusalem have strength through the Lord of hosts, their God. On that day I will make the clans of Judah like a blazing pot in the midst of wood, like a flaming torch among the sheaves. And they shall devour to the right and to the left all the surrounding peoples, while Jerusalem shall again be inhabited in its place in Jerusalem. Verse 7. And the Lord will give salvation to the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem may not surpass that of Judah. On that day the Lord will protect the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the feeblest among them on that day shall be like David, and the house of David shall be like God, like the angel of the Lord going before them. And on that day I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. Verse 10. And I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and pleas for mercy, so that when they look at me, on him whom they have pierced, they shall mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and weep bitterly over him as one weeps over a firstborn. On that day, the mourning in Jerusalem will be as great as the mourning for Hadad-Rimmon in the plain of Megiddo. The land shall mourn, each family by itself, the family of the house of David by itself, and their wives by themselves, and the family of the house of Nathan by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of the house of Levi by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of the Shimeites by itself, and their wives by themselves, and all the families that are left, each by itself, and their wives by themselves. Thus concludes the reading of chapter 12. May the Lord bless his word.
This is Zechariah chapter 13 from the New King James Version. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1. In that day, a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for uncleanness. It shall be in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols from the land, and they shall no longer be remembered. I will also cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to depart from the land. It shall come to pass that if anyone still prophesies, then his father and mother who begot him will say to him, you shall not live because you have spoken lies in the name of the Lord. And his father and mother who begot him shall thrust him through when he prophesies. And it shall be in that day that every prophet will be ashamed of the vision when he prophesies. They will not wear a robe or coarse hair to deceive, but he will say, I am no prophet, I am a farmer, for a man taught me to keep cattle from my youth. And no one will say to him, and one will say to him, what are these wounds between your arms? Then he will answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Verse 7. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is my companion, says the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd, and sheep will be scattered. Then I will turn my hand against the little ones, and it shall come to pass in all the land, says the Lord, that two-thirds in it shall be cut off and die, but one-third shall be left in it. I will bring the one-third through the fire, will refine them as silver is refined, and test them as gold is tested. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, this is my people, and each one will say, the Lord is my God. May God bless the reading of his word.
Zechariah chapter 14, here is the reading of God's word. For behold, the day that the Lord is coming, and your spoil will be divided in your midst. And I will gather the nations to battle against Jerusalem. The city shall be taken, the houses shall be rifled, the women ravished. Half the city shall go into captivity. The remnant of the people shall not be cut off from the city. But then the Lord will go forth and fight against the nations, as he fights in the day of the battle. And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall be split into from the east to the west, making a very large valley. Half of the mountain shall be moved toward the north, and half of it toward the south. Then you shall flee through my mountain valley, for the mountain valley shall reach Azel. Yes, you shall flee as you fled from the earthquake of the days of Uzziah, the king of Judah. Thus says the Lord God, will come, and the saints with you. It shall come to pass in the day that there will be no light. The light will diminish. It shall be one day, which is known to the Lord, neither day nor night. But even at evening time it shall happen that it will be light. And in the day it shall be that the living waters shall flow from Jerusalem, half of them toward the eastern sea, and half of them toward the western sea. In both summer and winter it shall occur, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In the day it shall be the Lord, it shall be. The Lord is one, and his name one. All the land shall be turned into a plain from Geba and Rimmon, from south of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Benjamin's gates, to the place of the first gate and the corner's gate, and from the tower of Hanahel to the king's winepress. And the people shall dwell in it, and no longer shall there be utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. This shall be plague which the Lord will strike all the people who fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall dissolve while they stand their feet, and their eyes shall dissolve in their sockets, and their tongues shall dissolve in their mouths. It shall come to pass the day that the great panic from the Lord will be among them. Everyone will seize the hand of his neighbor and raise his neighbor's hand. Judah also will fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all surrounding nations shall be gathered together. Gold, silver, and apparel in great abundance, such also shall be the plague on the horse and the mule, on the camel and the donkey, and all the cattle that will be in those camps. So shall this plague be, and it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship King the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be whichever of the families of the king do not come to Jerusalem to worship the king, the Lord of hosts of them, on them will there will be no rain. If the family of Egypt will not come and enter in, they shall have no rain, and they shall receive the plague which the Lord strikes the nations, who do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of the nations that do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. In the day, holiness to the Lord shall be engraved on the bells of the horses, the pots, and be engraved. The Lord's house shall be engraved on the bells of horses, the pots, and the Lord's house shall be like the bulls before the altar. Yes, every pot in Jerusalem and Judah shall be holiness to the Lord of hosts. Everyone who sacrifices shall come and take and cook them. In that day there shall no longer be Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. This is the reading of the Lord.
All right. Well, I want to thank all of our readers for reading tonight. And that concludes the book of Zechariah. And at the end here, I'm wondering, Lord, am I really supposed to preach through this book? There's some challenging things that are found in there, but I look forward to us exploring that together as a church. And I just invite you out to be faithful on Sunday nights as we seek to study through God's Word together in the book of Zechariah. We will conclude with a word of prayer, and then we'll sing together. And why don't we sing the doxology tonight as we dismiss? Would you please stand to your feet? I'll lead us in prayer, and then we'll sing. Father God, your word is so precious. There is so much for us to behold in your word. I thank you for this book that we've been able to hear read tonight. And Lord, I ask you to help me in preparation for preaching this book in coming weeks, God, that I might be able to rightly divide what is found here. And Lord, I pray that the message of Zechariah would be effective in us as a church and in our Christian walks daily. Help us as we go out this week to be faithful with the gospel in which you've entrusted to us. Lord, to remember you in all that we do, to live our lives to magnify Jesus Christ. And this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.